Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Who am I calling?
We're customer support. We're a third-party call center.
For who?
We represent for more than one company. Are you calling about an order or trying to place an order?
I'm trying to see who am I paying money to every month, because when I check my bank account, it doesn't say in the number on there. All it does is have a busy signal. I'm trying to see who I'm paying money to.
Yes, ma'am. So I can try to pull up an account with your zip code and your first and last name.
Huh?
I said I could try to pull up an account with your zip code and your first and last name.
75241 Jacqueline Lewis.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one on that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And your mailing address?
2702 Paul Mall Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75241.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one on that.
Okay.
Yes, and I do see this order was placed for a Wi-Fi booster. Do you recall placing that order?
A Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a free thing from, I think, T-Mobile. I only had to pay shipping and handling. I mean, from Sam's Club. It was a free gift. I only paid shipping and handling. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It messed up my Wi-Fi.
Yes, ma'am. So whenever you place the order for the Wi-Fi booster, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription where you get a $125 gift card towards any purchase in our store for the $49.97.
Say that again?
So that Wi-Fi booster is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97.
Well, I don't want it. It doesn't work. It messed up my Wi-Fi, and it's just sitting there in the box, and I didn't know how to send it back, and that's not what the thing said when I pushed the button, you know, saying select which gifts you want, and that's the one I selected, and it only said you only pay shipping and handling. I didn't see anything else what you said on there.
Yes, so I stated it in your terms and conditions whenever you place the order. We don't take any of those products back.
Well, I don't know why y'all took out $49.97 three times.
Because, like I said, that's a monthly subscription.
Well, I don't want the subscription.
We can have your account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot of crackling going on.
I'm not sure what's going on. It is very clear on my end. However, I said we can have this account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, cancel it, and I'll call my bank because they were getting ready to do something, too. So, okay,
yes,
what's the cancellation
number? Has the charge already been disputed?
They're doing it now. I'll call them and tell them. If you're going to do
so, we can have this account canceled, but because the charge is currently being disputed, you'd have to call back with your bank before we can issue a refund.
Well, what if they just go on through and do whatever?
What happens when you file a dispute? It basically means that you didn't place the order. However, your bank would do an investigation, and we would verify that the order was placed and delivered, and it'll put your account into a chargeback, which basically means that your bank returns the money back to us, and we don't issue refunds once a chargeback happens.
So can I call my bank with you on this phone?
You would have to call back. We wouldn't be able to wait while you're on the call your bank. They would have to already be on the line.
Oh, whatever, it takes too long for y'all to get on the phone.
Yes, and so we are a 24-hour call center, so you don't necessarily have to call back right now. You can call back at any time. You would just
have to call back when they're open. They don't stay open all night.
Yes, and you can either call back with your bank already on the line, or you can have a representative call us directly.
Okay, I can have them call you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then they'll talk to them like you're talking to me.
Yes, ma'am. They would just have to verify the same information that you did. We would just ask for the zip code, your first and last name, and then your mailing address.
Yeah, because I sure don't want to go through all this. And that I'm telling you, that's not what that thing said. That's how they get you. I won't do that no more for nothing. I won't choose nothing as a gift, that's for sure. That's not right. But okay, I'll have them call you. But what's the name of you? I mean, who do they ask for?
It would just be the exact same thing that you just went through. You don't really have to ask for anybody. We would just be able to pull the account information up, and then it's notated on the account. It'll show that it's been canceled, and we just have to speak with either you and a representative or just a representative directly.
Okay.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be C like Charlie.
Okay.
2586971419. You can also give that number to like a representative at your bank, let them know the account was canceled, and then you can just let them know we have to seek the representative to avoid a chargeback.
Wait a minute. If you cancel it and I have the bank call you, you give the money back?
We would issue the refund after speaking with the representative to make sure we can avoid a chargeback happening.
Okay, and you'll put it back in my bank, right? You don't
Not
send
correct.
Me a check.
No, we don't issue. Well, we can issue a check. However, we usually do that like if something went wrong, but we do it like as a refund into the account.
Okay.
And it usually takes 3 to 5 days to post.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I want it back in the bank. I don't have much money. Okay.
Yes,
I'll call them. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much for being
Thanks.
Patient.
You're welcome. Thank
okay,
you for calling
bye-bye.
Customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.